And in addition to these thoughts, gather examples both from everyday life and the Holy Scriptures. Recall that Abraham killed his own son and neither cried nor said a hard word. But he, you argue, was Abraham. No, you have surely been called to a higher purpose. And Job indeed mourned, but only as much as it was suitable for a loving father who cared deeply for his children and was very concerned for the departed. Yet what we are now doing seems to be the role of haters and enemies. For if when a man was summoned to court and crowned, you were inflicting pain on yourself and grieving, I wouldn't say that you were a friend of the crowned man, but a great enemy and adversary. No, you claim, I don't even mourn him at present, but for myself. But to desire for your own sake that he was still fighting and subject to the doubt of the future, when he could be crowned and safe, or that he should still be caught in the turmoil of the open sea, when he could have been in safe harbor, isn't the role of a caring person.